Welcome back, guys, to another Roundtable Talk episode hosted by AA Arthur
and Angie.
Well, guys, sorry for the, you know, little gap of episodes that we had here, yeah. But it's okay. You know, we're getting back to it. It was a pretty hard few weeks, given it was like I had SWAT trip and it was like break and then like
I had a lot of midterms. Projects and yeah. things to do. Midterms
was. So it's just like overwhelming. So, but it's okay. Next semester, next year,
we're gonna make it more regular.
More episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. Well, given that it's almost Christmas break and that we just had Thanksgiving break, this is gonna be the theme for today: Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we're gonna start with Thanksgiving and Christmas, yay or nay.
Okay.
And so, I'll read out. A few yay or nays for us to see what we think, you know, about Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, start with Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving passed. First of all, Anji, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Ooh, I went to my boyfriend's house for Thanksgiving. That is what I did. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. His family loves watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't grow up... Well, I grew up watching movies, but... There was a time in my life where I moved to a place that was super conservative. And right. so we weren't allowed to have, like, any, like, Netflix or Hulu. It only had to be Adventist channels. And so for, like, 5 years, I didn't watch, like, TV, basically. Which, yeah, I know, crazy. I read a lot of books at the time. So, you know, I didn't really watch movies a lot until my... I don't know, end of junior year, senior year of high school.
Okay, so it took a little while.
Yeah, but his family loves watching movies, and they introduced me to so many good ones. Let's see. We watched the new DC movie, the Blue Beetle? Blue Beetle, there you go.
I want to watch it.
You haven't watched it yet?
No, it's good. It's on my list.
It's good.
Yeah.
But the one... We went to the movie theaters to watch The Hunger Games. The
new one?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mind you, I've never watched any of the other Hunger Games.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
So I went to watch this, and obviously the context... Well, it's not exactly The Hunger Games. It's kind of like Snow's early life. So it was a whole movie on its own. But definitely, I was really anxious in that movie theater. It was very violent. Very violent. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good storyline, but it was so violent. I was just sitting there grabbing his hand, like my boyfriend's hand. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. But
shout out to Caleb too, holding on to the pain.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, but so 1 out of 10.
For Hunger Games or New Blue Hunger Beetle?
Games. Hunger Games. Because Blue Beetle is like, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's good. Ooh, Hunger Games. Probably like. A 7.
Because
I liked the storyline. Mm-hmm. It's a good storyline. It was just the amount of, like, just straight up gore. Like, I don't know if it was like a rated R or anything. I'm not quite sure. But the violence was crazy.
Violence is crazy in Hunger Games. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of their whole idea of, like, there was like, you gotta go when you gotta kill. I was like, interesting. But I asked because this new one has been getting a lot of hate, kind of.
Really? Like,
yeah, and it hasn't been doing that well.
I thought it's been doing great.
I know the Marvels, the new one, the Marvels, hasn't been doing that great. But
it's like the Miss Marvel and the
Miss Marvel.
Oh, that little one. That should have stopped a long time ago. That Enterprise, they're trying to expand from what was the last movie's name? Avengers.
Endgame, yeah.
Endgame was amazing. But then after Endgame, all the other episodes are just not...
All the other movies that
they're
come out?
They're not it.
Yeah, I mean, like, their phases, yeah, isn't. I mean, they're kind of, like... To top Endgame, it's kind of hard to do.
No, you can't.
It's like there was so much involved. There were, like, so many characters, so many heroes, so many things happening. So, basically, there was no way to top that. So, eventually, it had to come down. But I feel like they took a little too low.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like,
I mean, but nobody can replace Captain America.
You can't replace
Iron Man. and Black Panther. Nobody can replace those.
No, yeah. You can't replace those OGs, but it seems like they're going in a better direction now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phase 6 and 7, I think, they're looking good. Mm-hmm. You know, Loki is a really good show. I just finished it. 10 out of 10.
I haven't watched it. I watched really WandaVision. Good. I love WandaVision.
WandaVision is really good, yeah.
It's really good.
So, like, these little mini individual series. Mm-hmm. Not those. The movies haven't been doing so well. It was more about the shows and series that they've been doing. Yeah. It's like it was more work into the series than the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, we're not here to talk about superheroes or movies.
Sidetracked.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, yay or nay.
Oh, yeah. What did you do Thanksgiving?
Sorry, yeah. Thanksgiving for me was a rush.
Uh-huh.
Ruth, my girlfriend, lovely girlfriend, came back from Tennessee. And we were to spend Thanksgiving together. We actually went to 3 Thanksgiving parties.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. So the first one that we went to was on a Wednesday night for Friendsgiving at Isaac's house. Shout out to Isaac and his mom. Food was really good. Really good mac and cheese, turkey. They had nice warm Hawaiian rolls.
Oh,
they had some nice desserts. I didn't get any dessert, but the food overall was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So they had that one Wednesday, and then Thursday we had me and my family.
Yeah.
We went to my dad's boss house.
Oh, okay. So you got invited to somebody.
Yeah, we got to invite it. And like we've done that like for the past 2 years now been here. So it's kind of like been a tradition, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. We went there, and then that same night, so my dad's boss's house was at like 1:30, and then at 6:30, we went to Ruth's, her mom's like church, Alvarado Spanish. Sorry, Alvarado Spanish, and we went to the pastor's house.
That's a lot.
Another one, and I was like.
Sure you ate a lot.
I try to like cut as much as possible just because I know I had to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I portion.
Yeah, you took small portions of food.
Yeah, small portions of food. So the main one that I was able to eat more was at Isaac's house because it was just that one day.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, I was like, okay, I got to cut down on this one because I know there's one at night. Can't be eating too much. But I got a little carried away. The dessert was, like, really good. I got 2 plates of that. But it's fine. We ate. We rolled out. Got into the car. Rolled out the driveway because how fat we were. Rolling out with our bellies.
You really look like Santa Claus then, huh?
So bad. Food babies were crazy. I had twins.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck? The image is crazy. Oh, my gosh.
I had twins. I was like... Help me up. Help me up, Ruth. Help me up.
No, just for those listening, the comment about Arthur looking like Santa Claus, if you know what Arthur looks like, if he just dyed his beard white and like stuffed a pillow under his shirt, he would look like Santa Claus.
I don't even need
Santa
to stuff
Claus.
A pillow. I can just expand my belly and then it will reach the size necessary.
I don't know if I should be impressed or grossed out by that.
Impressed. You should be impressed. Impressed.
All right.
But, yeah, okay. And that was Thanksgiving.
The yay or nay. Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Yay or nay.
Yay or nay. Yay or nay. Okay. Yay or nay. Popeye's turkey for Thanksgiving.
Popeye's turkey?
Or Popeye's chicken.
Oh, I was like, Popeye's... I didn't know Popeye's had turkey.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, chicken. 100%.
Chicken.
Chicken over turkey, always.
Really?
I love chicken.
But why not turkey?
I don't know. I never grew up eating turkey. It was only I only ate turkey after I came to the U.S. Chicken's just always been something I ate.
So. Yeah.
You can never go wrong with chicken. There is nothing that you can make with chicken that tastes disgusting. Like, absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. Having chicken in any type of
salad
or like
curry.
Anything.
Anything.
It's just good.
You can't do that with turkey. A turkey curry? What is that? Like.
Okay. So let's change the yay or nay. Catering for Thanksgiving. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay?
That's the point of Thanksgiving. You cook with your family. That just takes off the whole, like.
Yeah. I agree too.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, I would not cater some Cane's Raising Cane's. No. I want to cook.
It's giving really rich lady who just doesn't feel like cooking. Be like, I'm going to cater and have a really nice Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean, sometimes catering looks really, really good.
I mean, yeah, but that's but what like, Thanksgiving yeah. is.
You but like, it's, yeah, family. It's a lot of fun to like cook yeah. with everybody. Okay. Next one. Yay or nay? Pulling kids out of school for a vacation, as in like Thanksgiving break.
Well, it's Thanksgiving break. They get Thanksgiving break.
But would you take them out of school before just to get like an extra few days?
Well, it depends. If they just want to get out of school, oh, heck no. But like.
Well, come on, they want to sleep in and like appreciate time with family and cook together.
Really? You really think your teenage children are being like, Dad, I just want to get out of school to spend time with you. Like,
you don't believe your sons and daughters.
Be like, okay, that's nice. You can spend time with me when you get off of school.
I would.
You
I'd be
like, would? You I know mean, what? If it's a Let's trip, go. Like if we booked a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Then yeah, like a day It'd or make more two, sense, yeah. maybe. But no more than like 2 days. That's crazy.
3 days. Kidding. We're not doing that.
You're a bad parent, Artie.
Yay or nay, Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No!
I listen to Christmas music in the summer sometimes.
What?
It's very random.
What?
What? You've never done that before?
Christmas music in the summer?
Yeah, because it's like...
I'm at the beach.
Yeah, no, but it's like, you know, and you're in your room and you're doing some deep summer cleaning and you're just kind of like, man, Christmas is so far away. I need to... lighten up my mood because I'm so stressed yeah. my room's so messy. So just play some
Michael Bublé or oh, the weather outside is frightful
yeah.
but the time is so delightful.
Yeah, and then obviously Mariah Carey because
Mariah Carey
makes the most money during Christmas time.
Yeah, and Frozen. Get her out of her cave.
Yeah,
to sing.
Just a little bit.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. Thanksgiving, yeah, like after Thanksgiving, Christmas music is understandable. But in the summer.
Just. Okay, I don't do it all the time. It's like a day, maybe.
Okay, but, okay, but like, still.
Christmas music is Christmas music. I love Christmas.
I feel like in my family, if it was just on shuffle, like it was on shuffle,
uh-huh.
and like it just. Michael Bublé showed up, and everybody would be like, why is Michael Bublé playing right now? And like, I don't know. Skip.
Yeah.
And then that's what we do. All right. Well, there's another one that I saw.
Mm.
This was kind of more the catering.
Uh-huh.
Family tries Cracker Barrel 130 Thanksgiving meal.
What is that?
So, Cracker Barrel?
Uh-huh.
It's a you know that, right?
Yeah.
So, they spent $130 mm-hmm. on a Thanksgiving meal from Cracker Barrel. So, basically catering.
Per person? Or is it just like as a group?
I think it was for a group.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I've only ever been to Cracker Barrel once. And that was
really?
Because, yeah, that was my senior trip when we went to South Carolina to Myrtle Beach. Oh my gosh, that was... Some people have some great memories. I don't. We're just not going to get into that. But when we're driving back, we went to Cracker Barrel in the morning.
Nice.
And I got...
In the morning...
Yeah, like it was like
damn.
It was breakfast, like oh. 10. They had some really good like the potato casserole thing. It was so good. But yeah. I mean, Cracker Barrel just doesn't seem like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
No. No. Okay. Well, so we'll postpone the year and a Christmas for a little bit.
Okay.
I want to do top five. We'll
uh-huh.
give top five. Draft pick Thanksgiving food edition.
What did you say?
Thanksgiving.
Giraffe pick?
Draft pick.
A draft?
Draft. Draft pick. Not giraffe. Raft. Draft.
Okay.
D-R-A-F-T.
Okay.
Draft. Rock, paper, scissors. Seagulls first.
Okay.
Remember, rules are, if the person says it,
uh-huh.
can't say it again.
Okay.
It's theirs.
Okay.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
First one.
Okay.
On shoot.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
Got it!
Okay.
Scissors beat. Okay?
Okay.
First one, a very nice, crispy mac and cheese.
Okay.
I'm gonna write these down just so I don't forget.
That's what you picked?
Yeah.
No! Okay.
Mac and cheese is mine.
Well, what are the other options? Do I have to just come up with it?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Oh. Who took the best one?
That's why. Number one. Drive pig, man.
Ooh. I'm trying to think of all the really good things. I mean, see, I've never really been to, like, an American Thanksgiving. It's either Hispanic or Indian.
Well, say that.
Okay, chicken biryani.
Chicken biryani?
Yes.
You know, I've actually never really tried Indian food. Like really, really, like, tried, like, Indian food. Because I was never around Indian people.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, fair. Then I have to get you into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, chicken biryani is, like, it's, like, one of India's, like, most famous dishes, like, rice. I mean, you can basically, biryani is just, like, seasoned rice. And then you can put, like, chicken, like, marinated chicken. You can put goat. Goat biryani is fire. It is the best biryani. So there's goat, there's chicken, to have fish, kind of egg biryani, vegetable biryani, like, whatever it is, but they're all really good. So you marinate the main thing, and then you make the rice, and then you cook it. So, good. So yeah, I'd say chicken really biryani.
Good.
Okay.
Sounds really good. All right. Draft pick number two.
Are we doing categories, like appetizer, main course?
I was going to think of it like main course.
Okay.
And then I was going to, like, put my last one as a, it's like a dipping sauce.
I don't know dipping sauces.
There's not many.
Oh, okay.
There's just one main one.
Okay. All right, so are we rock, paper, scissors on this one, too?
No.
Oh, so you get picked first?
Yeah, because.
Everything?
Yeah, because I wanted first draft pick.
Okay.
It's a draft pick.
Okay, fine.
Man. Brazilian potato salad. So good. Not mashed potatoes. Potato salad.
Puerto Rican potato salad. It's good too.
You can't take potato salad.
It's Puerto Rican.
Potato salad.
Oh, fine.
Potato salads.
Oh. Gosh, I don't know. I don't know Thanksgiving foods. They're just okay.
Casserole, stuffing.
Ew, disgusting.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Okay, I'll take potato casserole.
Potato.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Potato casserole.
Scallop potato casserole. You've never had that?
Well, probably I have, but I just don't remember.
You know, like the thinly sliced potatoes, and then they layer it with cheese.
Hash browns?
Not hash browns.
That's basically what a hash brown is.
No, a hash brown is like the shredded potatoes, and then they just fry it. That's a hash brown.
Uh-huh.
But like casserole is when you can make it shredded, or you can like cut the potato, and you bake a layer of that. Then you have like white sauce. Yeah, and then you have the cheese, and then you keep layering that. You could even put, like, minced meat in there.
Type of, like, a lasagna.
It's so good.
But, yeah. Yes. We just don't really have casseroles.
Oh.
My mom doesn't, like, really make casseroles, so. Oh.
That's the white thing we have at Thanksgiving for my family.
That's horrible. The only white thing you guys have.
We have, like, Indian food. And then randomly there's, like, I was like, Mom, I just want some potato casserole.
Potato casserole, please, Mother. What about, okay, so what'd you eat? Like, because you didn't eat that stuff in Caleb's house.
No. Oh, man, I had such good food, I just don't remember the name. And I don't want to offend anybody, so I don't. Okay, there was this plantain casserole kind of thing. I don't even want to call it casserole. I'm so scared. I'm so scared of saying it wrong. Okay, it's Puerto Rican. You have plantains, and you wait until they're like brown, Uh-huh. And then you cut it and you fry them. So that's your base. So you put a layer of that. Mm. And then you put a layer of cheese. And then you put a layer of minced meat. And then you just keep layering that.
Damn.
Until you get to the top. It's good.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
It also sounds very heavy.
I mean,
in
yeah,
your stomach.
It is. But it was really good. I forgot what it's called, and I feel so bad. Anyways.
It's okay. I don't think anybody will hold it against you. Okay.
Thanks, Mom, for making that casserole if you hear this podcast. It was really good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Plantain. Plantain.
Plantain casserole.
Okay. I got mac and cheese, potato salad. What else could I take? It's hard to think, because honestly, I don't like a lot of stuff that's made.
I don't either. Mm. I don't like stuffing.
I don't think I've actually ever tried stuffing. Because I've seen stuff about stuffing, but...
I don't like turkey like that. Like, I could have turkey in a sandwich, but I don't like turkey like that. Okay. We had chicken. We had, like, a whole big roasted chicken is what we had instead of turkey.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really good. But I don't like turkey like that. Hmm. So. Okay, pick a dessert.
Brazilian? Can I go Brazilian dessert?
Yeah, I mean...
Man. I gotta go. Should I go with that one? I'm thinking flan.
No! No!
Flan.
No, I really thought you weren't gonna get that. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Like the most famous Brazilian dessert you could probably have.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian thing?
I mean, it's kind of like a worldwide thing, but Brazil is very famous with it.
No. I was literally
flan
gonna
is
say
so
flan.
Good. Pick your dessert, Anji.
I hate you. That's what I had for Thanksgiving. It was so good. Okay.
Oh, flan is OG.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, gosh.
Come on, pick your pecan pie.
Ew. That's so basic. Pumpkin pie is, like, the most basic thing. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What do they call that thing that has, like, the marshmallow fluff on top?
The marshmallow?
It's
fluff?
Like a layer. Oh, it's like the... Oh!
S'mores dipping?
No,
I don't know.
Okay, they have like those layer of like cookie things at the bottom. And they like have like a banana cream filling and then marshmallow fluff. It's so good!
This sounds like a pie. It's like a pie with like extra steps.
No, it's like a... I don't know. Like, and you don't need to bake... Like, oh gosh, I don't know what it's called. If you guys know what it's called, like, just
yeah,
text the podcast
we'll
or
understand.
Something. Because if you guys know, it's like the round, like.
So it's not like a full thing. It's like a bite.
No, it's a full thing. They have those round cracker things. Like it's kind of rounded at the top. It's like sweet, like biscuit cracker thing, and you layer at the bottom, and that's like kind of like a cheesecake base. And then you have, like, a banana cream filling. And then you put, like, marshmallow fluff on top.
What's marshmallow fluff?
You never heard of marshmallow
fluff? It's just marshmallow?
It's, like, it's kind of, like, a very thick, like, whipped cream. But, like, super thick and gooey. It's marshmallow fluff. It's made out of marshmallows.
Interesting.
So good.
Never heard of that.
Well, I mean, I can't say it's better than flan, but, you know.
Flan OG.
It's
can't
pretty
be
good. It's pretty good. Okay. Next one. So,
I think it's because that's going to be it because we suck with food names.
No, yeah, I don't.
And we're picky.
Yeah, I'm very picky. I'm a very picky eater.
That's going to be it. We're going to go to Christmas. Yeah, your name.
Okay.
Matching PGA photos on social media.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
Posting it? There's a difference between taking it and posting it.
Sure, if it's like a cute like family picture, why not? I guess it's just a really mom thing to do, but I mean, I would do that as a mom. Mm-hmm. Just make all my kids sit down by the Christmas tree and take pictures before they have to take pictures before they open their presents.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of true. I understand that, but I would say nay
to posting them.
PJ, not PJ photos.
Why not?
Not
it's
pajamas.
So cute.
I'd be like,
you're wearing matching PJs?
I'd be like, yeah, it's cute, but in my family tradition is like, we take a nice photo, mm-hmm. and we're all dressed nice.
Oh.
We're all dressed okay.
Is that for your Christmas cards?
No, it's just for our memories.
Oh.
So,
I know people do the Christmas card thing, and they post it and send it to everybody they know. I'm like, wow, you guys have so much money.
It's either we send it on, like, our family group chat,
yeah,
and they'll see it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, yeah. Merry Christmas. Here's a...
Of us. Yeah, and then, like everybody can send us.
But, like, to get them printed and sent, like, Merry Christmas from the Ramellas and Happy New Year. Like, oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's crazy. That's too much.
People spend, like, $200 on just those every year. And I'm like, ugh. Anyways. Yeah.
Well, for me, nay. Okay. Artificial Christmas trees.
I mean, I'm not... Yeah. That's what That's what I've always grown up with. I mean...
It's like, why am I going to spend, like... $200 almost on a real tree.
Exactly. And it's reusable. So.
Yeah, unless if I want to plant it, which I'm not because we can't do that.
And I heard the real ones are actually really itchy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
It doesn't make sense to get one. Nay for. Yay for artificial Christmas trees. Brussels sprouts.
I've never had Brussels sprouts.
Me neither.
Oh my gosh, look at us.
But just because of the name of it, nay.
I mean, I've heard it's really bad, and it doesn't really, it doesn't really look that appetizing. It just looks like mini lettuce balls.
To be honest, though, something that's been happening with me lately is a lot of the things that I didn't, quote-unquote, like, they're actually really good. And I actually really like them.
Like what?
Pumpkin stuff. My mom got me, like, pumpkin cookies.
Pumpkin cookies are good.
But I never had them. And I never liked pumpkin because of just how the pumpkin looked. And how gross it was in like the inside. I was a kid, okay?
Did you eat, cantaloupe?
Hmm?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah, like the...
Fruit?
Yeah.
No.
It's the same... No?
Nope. The only fruits I ate as a kid was banana, apple. That was it. It was the only type of fruit I ate.
I used to eat bananas, apples... cantaloupe. In India, we call them marshmallows. So.
Yeah.
Okay. You now like pumpkin.
I love pumpkin. Good. I tasted sagu, which is a Brazilian dessert.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I thought it was really bad. Mm-hmm. I even told Ruth about it. I was like, no, it's actually really bad. In fact, I tried hers. And I was like, this is actually like really good. And I want some for myself. And so I tried that one. It was like really good. I eat a bunch of fruits now.
Uh-huh.
I love trying new fruits. They're interesting. I love trying new types of food. So, getting over my fear of a picky eater. But Brussels sprouts?
No.
Nah. I don't have, like, you know what? I want to try them.
I can't incorporate that into Indian cooking, so no.
Yeah. Okay. Elf on a shelf.
I never understood that term. What is that?
You don't know what elf on a shelf? Mm-hmm. So, elf on a shelf is this little guy.
Oh, this yeah, elf. Yeah.
And they say, you gotta be good.
Or you're not.
Or like, the elf is a trickster. And he'll do things to you while you're sleeping.
Why would you?
Like, he'll like, take a marker and draw on your face. And then like, he'll throw your stuff on the floor. Or like, he'll pretend he's eating your food or something, you know? It's like, he's like playing pranks on you. But
wow,
you gotta
they make that sound so nice. In my head, I'm like, damn, that's a possessed doll.
No, yeah, exactly. So, like, you gotta be nice so the elf doesn't do anything.
Nay, I'm not gonna do that to my children. Oh, no.
I think it's funny, but I don't think I would do it.
No, as a child, anything like that freaked me out.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never watched anything scary. My cousin showed me The Conjuring, a clip from when I was 8. I slept with the door open and lights on, like, super bright till I was 14. And by then, it's not because I was like, kind of scared, but it was mainly because it became a habit.
Mm-hmm. So, you just got used to it?
Yeah. So, I had to, like, at 14, I had to train myself to close the door and sleep with the light off, which now I have to, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, no.
Yeah.
That's trauma right there.
That is trauma.
I would cry.
Yeah. No, there actually is a video that I saw on TikTok. Where it was, like, all these kids screaming because one of the little cousins took the elf and was holding the elf. And, like, it was holding him. And, like, all the other kids thought, you know, he was going to destroy the house. He was going to, like, destroy all their toys, steal everything. Oh, and so the little kid who was holding it was bawling her eyes out. And was like, ah! And then all the other kids were, like, hidden behind a table, which they flipped over. So it was, like, a protection. And they were like, she's holding the elf! And then, like, I was like, good lord. This is why you don't play Elf on the Shelf.
Exactly, no.
But, yeah.
Absolute nay.
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 Okay. Christmas Eve gift boxes.
Like, opening presents during Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Well, I like the tradition of, like, opening one present during Christmas Eve. Or, like, you can open your stocking on Christmas Eve.
You know, I've never had a stocking.
I never did either.
I want to do that with my kids.
Yeah.
I want to do it with my family.
When I was a kid, when I was really, really small, my parents were the ones to host, like, a big Christmas party. And, like, we'd have all the Indians, like, all the friends come to our house. And, like, it was fun because not only did our parents buy gifts for us, they bought gifts for all the other kids. Mm-hmm. And so my parents' friends and everybody did that for us, too. And so I had amazing Christmases as a kid. And, like, one of the uncles would dress up like Santa Claus and come with a garbage bag. And, like, all of his kids are, like, super, like, excited. And he, like, give out the gifts. And I didn't know how many gifts I was actually getting. Now, after moving to the U.S., my dad's like, here's 20 bucks. We're going to Walmart. Yeah. I'm like,
okay, thanks.
Yeah. I'm going to just go buy some makeup now.
I do. We had the tradition in Brazil as well. Mm-hmm. Where, like, my uncle used to come dressed up as Hannah and give presents and stuff. But we never had stockings.
Yeah.
And I want to try stockings because really it's like it's fun to, like, add little stuff. It could be like dollar stuff, like dollar general, go crazy.
Exactly. You know?
So I think it would be very fun. I want to do that, you know, when I have kids.
Yeah.
But
I think of that during Christmas too. Like, I feel like I'm gonna be that kind of mom that I don't want to spoil my kids. That's something I have to tell myself. Like, I don't want to spoil my kids. I want to be a dentist, but that doesn't mean I'm raising spoiled children.
Exactly.
But, like, during, like, Christmases and things like that, I'm the kind of person that would buy little things all throughout the year. Like, things if they say, oh, I like this, if it's not, like, crazy expensive, then I'd be like, oh, $500. Okay, sure. Like, a little, like, oh, she wants, like, a lipstick. Okay, let me get her, like, the little lipstick she wanted and put it in. Oh, I want to grow up already.
I want to have kids.
I just want to fast forward, like, all the years, you know? Aww. Just skip through dental school and just come out with knowledge.
Heck yeah.
That would be so amazing.
Yeah, opening Christmas presents.
Yes. One.
One Christmas Eve. Yes. All of them on Christmas. Yes. Carol singers. Yay or nay?
I carol sang.
Me too.
Like 2 years, I think. When I was younger. I'm leaning so away from my mic. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm back, sorry. I like it to an extent. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's, like, you know, like when you go out shopping and you have that big area with the giant tree, you have carol singers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, them knocking on my door late at night, and I'm coming out looking like a hobo.
The Grinch.
Yeah.
What? What do you want?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, would you go carol singing?
I don't know.
I went carol singing. It was not.
I did when I was way younger, but now do I? I would rather sing in church.
Makes sense.
I think it's a waste of time.
So, nay for carol singers.
Yeah.
Christmas Day swim. Like, jump in the pool.
It's cold.
Exactly. That's why.
No, absolutely not.
I would do yay. I would do it. I would throw my kids in there.
No.
I'd be like, go!
What is it called? Polar plunge? Yeah, it's called a polar plunge. Oh, there's a thing that they do. So, during polar plunges, you dress up in, like, a costume or, like, onesies. Hmm. And they make a theme every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you dress up and then you jump in the pool in those outfits.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like, you can have, like, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have, like, animals.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that, though. It's too cold. I hate the cold. Nah. I really hate the cold. I love the cold. I would cry.
If like somebody threw you in the pool?
Yes. I would cry. Caleb. I'd be so mad. I'd cry.
Caleb, write that down, Caleb.
Oh my gosh. Caleb,
write that down.
You wouldn't dare. Anyways.
I know you wouldn't, but.
No.
Still.
Okay.
Yeah. That was it.
Okay. That was fun.
That was on my yay or nay.
Okay. So. My turn. It's my turn. Okay. So. Since, you know, the Christmas season is coming around, I'm feeling quite.
We're feeling quite generous.
Generous. You know?
Genesis.
You know, I looked at that budget for podcasts and I was like, yeah, I want to be generous today. So we are going to give two $50 gift cards. I'm pretty sure they're going to be Amazon gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Either Amazon or Visa. Either way, the world is yours.
You choose whatever you
choose
want.
Choose whatever you want.
You can literally buy whatever you want.
Exactly. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You know, actually, you can buy a car from Amazon now. Yeah.
You are so lazy. Oh, my goodness.
You can buy a car. You can buy, I think it's a Hyundai. You can buy Hyundais from Amazon.
So stupid.
They'll drive it to you.
People are so lazy. Beep. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so scared for, like, future generations. Everybody's just going to be obese because they don't want to get out of their house.
It's crazy. Actually, I do want to see this, but...
Okay, wait. Okay, so so to give out those gift cards, right? There is something you have to do. And there are three things you have to do. One, you have to follow us on RTSpo. And you have to send me proof that you're following us on RTSpo. Okay? Second thing is you have to text us on our Instagram page one thing you want for Christmas. And the third thing is you have to answer one of these two riddles. So the first people to answer or get these two riddles right, you can only pick one riddle to answer. Okay. So the first.
Can't pick both.
Yeah. So the first person to guess one of the riddles will get that one. The first person to guess the other one will get that one. But they're both $50 Amazon gift cards. All right. So, riddle number one. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? Okay. Because we know Christmas always comes after Thanksgiving. But when is there a time? Okay. Or a place that Christmas comes before Thanksgiving. I give you a big hint on that one. Okay. Riddle number two. Hold me, shake me, I'm easy to break. Okay? Hold me, shake me, I'm easy to break. These are both Christmas themed. So remember, follow us on RTSwo. Text us one thing you want for Christmas. And then answer one of these two riddles to win a $50 Amazon gift card.
Yeah. You know. Buy some presents for your family.
Exactly. And we're going to post this podcast. So hopefully if you guys answer soon enough, then I can give you the Amazon gift card before Christmas. And
yeah.
Go have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, I guess. Just.
The full thing. Full thing. All of them.
And if you're being nice, I mean, give the gift card to a family member if you're just really bad at giving gifts.
If you forget to buy it,
If you're that one person that really is really bad at giving gifts, here's a free gift to give.
$50
to give your
crazy
mom, because you don't know what purse she likes.
You don't know what brand it is.
Yeah. Look at your mom.
But yeah. Okay. That was a good episode.
That was a really fun episode.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, our Christmas / Thanksgiving special.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we will see you on next future episodes. So don't forget, follow us, answer these riddles, and you will win some free money.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Bye. See. Thank you for listening.